Scattered thunderstorms will be roaming around, but they'll be spotty on Friday, and then some widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after two men were shot Monday afternoon in Montgomery. This happened on East Clover Lane, but police say the men fled to separate scenes. Both of the victims are expected to be okay. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office is investigating a murder in the town of Elmore. Sheriff Bill Franklin says 51-year-old Willie Reeves is charged with murdering his wife, 52-year-old Andrea Reeves. This happened Sunday night during a party at a home in the 300 block of Lucky Town Loop in Elmore. And Alabama lawmakers could make changes to medical marijuana legislation after the bill hit opposition in the House. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon says he expects lawmakers to create a study commission instead of legalizing the use of medical marijuana this session. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Severe weather slamming the central United States.
More than two dozen tornadoes have been reported since Sunday.
Bill Buckner died after a struggle with dementia. There was a moment of silence at Fenway Park before the game for the former Red Sox player.
A man from Colorado died shortly after achieving his goal. He summited Mount Everest. Christopher Kulish, who is 62, is the 11th person to die this season.
Jump in measles cases. The CDC reporting 60 new cases, hiking this year's total to 940.
President Trump challenging international norms during his state visit to Japan.
The president downplaying North Korea's recent missile tests.
Rip currents have claimed two lives just this holiday weekend, and two more swimmers are missing in waters where there were rip current warnings in place.
James the champ strikes again. He's keeping his streak alive.
And now a 28-day total of $2,195,557.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you haven't been there, you need to go by and see them. Check in with Karen and Reed Ingram. Great staff there. Dave Brubaker's son's now working there, who won the powerlifting competition for the state for Montgomery Academy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I mean, he is really something. So, smart kid, really, really sharp, too. He is an acolyte at our church and takes his job very, very seriously, which I really, really like. Okay, so I get home on Friday, and I'm watching Meet the Press Daily, MTP Daily. And then all of a sudden, there's Jim Baker, and that's the legal guy for the Department of Justice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was really interesting the way that Chuck Todd had Jim Baker and Peter Baker on. Peter Baker's the New York Times guy. What you're about to hear is a testing of their answer to the questions of the probe and things that are about to come in. So let's listen to Chuck Todd talking to Jim Baker of DOJ fame.
Here's how to make sense of what the president is doing. He's simply building a smokescreen. It's to distract from potential bombshells from Mueller's future testimony and likely from all those subpoena fights with Democrats that eventually will produce something. President giving his attorney general these sweeping powers, by the way, to revisit the Russia investigation, is the same president who just 2 days ago told Democrats he would block everything because they were, yes, revisiting the Russia investigation. Yeah, I know, hypocrisy in Washington knows no end. And on this news of the president opening up about what he wants Bill Barr to find, we couldn't think of two better people to talk to about it, and they both have the same last name. Jim Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI during the origins of the Russia investigation and the investigation into whether the president obstructed justice. Barr's Justice Department is now investigating some of Mr. Baker's actions. And then there's Peter Baker, no relation. He's one of the most well-resourced reporters covering the White House. He's the chief White House correspondent at the New York Times, and he's writing a book with his wife on another James Baker. We just thought we'd throw in a third Baker just to keep it. At some point, maybe we'll get a Baker's dozen. Jim Baker, I want to start with you. I want to start with something you alerted us to at the very end of the president's essentially executive order, because he is specifically ordering this attorney general to do this, not the attorney general of the Department of Justice, because at the end of this executive order, he says the authority in this memorandum shall terminate upon a vacancy in the office of attorney general unless expressly extended by the president. First of all, why is it the attorney general that's declassifying this information and making these decisions?
Which I does it?
Well, because the president delegated that authority to the attorney general. The president can do that. I mean, some people have raised questions about whether there are statutory restrictions on the president's ability to do that. I don't read them that way. So it's historically, it is the president who decides what's classified,
right,
and it's the president who decides who can declassify something.
Okay, so Chuck Todd is just incensed that he specifically names Barr by name. It cannot be anybody else. It cannot be just a random attorney general. Well, and the reason he did that, because he wants, Barr is the guy who is the holder of all this stuff. He's also the guy who's been looking at all this stuff. If something happened to Barr tomorrow and there's somebody taking his place, is he going to know, he or she going to know what Barr knows? And the answer is no. So did you hear the way Chuck Todd opened that up?
Oh, yeah.
Sounded a little prejudice, a little bias. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you, my friend, and how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Crispy,
okay.
Crispy. As a matter of fact, the stores and the streets were empty. I didn't see anybody out shopping. It was too damn hot for anybody to get out, I think. And that's probably good because we don't want people to have a heat stroke. But everybody needs to keep in mind to start conserving water now because it's going to be a real hot, dry summer, and that's okay. But we need to realize we're lucky to have all the water we got here. Chuck Todd is, all these guys are so skewed, and he pretty much sums up and gives the whole impression and story before he ever gives anybody a chance to talk, which is typical of these guys, don't you think?
Absolutely. Let me tell you what he does. If a Republican says something, they'll say, and he said this, but he didn't offer any proof. But then when somebody, a Democrat or a black hat says something, he never says, what's your proof? He never says that.
No, or any newspaper.
Yeah.
Or any newspaper.
Anything that's negative, they just take it as a fact.
Yeah, and I still, it's beyond my belief that the New York Times and Washington Post are running the Congress investigation department. That's basically who's running it, is the media, as the print media. I find, and this is the second time this happened, this really pisses me off. Donald Trump goes out of the country to do great diplomatic stuff, and the slander and the nasty stuff comes right out of Washington. These people are truly un-American, you know, and it's disgraceful. I don't care for people who do this kind of thing, and I don't know how to stop it, but it has, the Cohen hearings had an effect on his last trip. Can't tell me it didn't. And so I just find it so unpatriotic to be doing this kind of stuff while he's out of the country. What do you got?
Yeah, it's meant to interrupt. It's meant to disrupt.
Yes, and that does the country no good. So these people don't want America to be great just because Donald Trump is there. I don't think the Republicans have been nasty and stupid, but as far as trying to derail a president while he's on a foreign trip, I don't remember that so much. And finally, I'm very surprised yesterday on DW News when I saw the representative of Iraq. He was asked a point-blank question. I think this might have been with Amanpour. If push came to shove and Iraq, he needed to take sides between the U.S. and Iran, they were going to take Iran's side. I find that very disturbing.
Who said that?
A representative of the Iranian government on Amanpour last night. That would have been on NPR. And he came out, she asked him the question, he hesitated, and then he said, Iran. And I was very surprised to see that. This is a representative of Iraq. Maybe you can fact check me on that, but I heard it with my own ears.
Well, it was a representative of Iraq, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. We just went and spent 15 years in Iraq, and granted, made a mess of it, so I understand they don't like us a lot, but this kind of surprised me to be so blatant and open about it. So maybe there'll be some light coming on that the next few days. Thank you, guys. I got to run. I'll be listening.
You have a great day. Stay cool. Newstone 93.1 FM. Let's continue on with Meet the Press Daily and Jim Baker. And he's going to be talking about D&I versus the D&I versus the Attorney General.
Now, we have a head of DNI, the Director of National Intelligence.
Director Coates, yeah.
Who's Dan Coates here. That position was supposed to sort of be the, I guess, the uber arbiter of intel and how it's, you know, making sure we don't have the stovepipe issue and all of that stuff. Shouldn't he be involved in this?
Well, you would think so. He's the head of the intelligence community. And quite honestly, I think this executive order is a bit of a slap in the face to the DNI.
Why do you see it as a slap in the face to the...
Because it's, to my mind, it's the DNI's job to manage the intelligence community and to find out what happened. If the president of the United States has questions about what the intelligence community did, the DNI should get to the bottom of it. And this particular DNI played no role whatsoever in the 2016 matters, so he would have no reason to recuse himself or anything like that.
So he could be the perfect person and actually has the job title that comes with the authority to do it.
The job title, the existing authorities, and the reason that you needed this executive order is because all of the other executive orders and statutory authorities point the other direction, point toward the DNI himself.
Okay, well, let me tell you why they're not doing it that way. Is the DNI isn't looking at the things that Barr is looking at. For example,
right. The
FISA applications. And he can go through and take the Mueller report and the FISA applications and go, tell me who this guy is right here. And Mesved or any of the guys that we've been getting the players with. And the other thing is, I do not trust some of the higher-ups at the DNI that are around Coates. I think a whole bunch of people are contaminated.
Well, also, I don't believe that the DNI would have access to what Michael Horowitz is doing.
Well, and the other thing is, the way the hierarchy, if this is the way it was explained to me, the Durham reports to the Department of Justice and to the Attorney General, and to the Attorney General only.
Right.
That's the only person. He's not out asking DNI Coates for information. He's asking Barr to ask Coates for information. And Trump has basically done that. He said, Barr's my guy. Whatever you can release, please release to him. He's got the ability to let everything go. It's just a logical way of doing it.
Well, it's almost like William Barr is acting like the Attorney General.
I know.
And, okay, now what the Attorney General's looking into has to do with the intelligence community. So we're going to give him the proper authorities to be able to do that job well. I mean, I'm listening to this, Dan. It just... Like, if you're an average American out there, like, this is not the normal protocol. Let me push up my glasses here. Not the normal protocol for the DNI to have his power usurped by an attorney general and a rogue president. It's so, in the weeds.
What they're trying to do is set up the narrative that Barr is a corrupt individual. That's where all this is going to.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have Peter Baker, the New York Times guy, which should make you suspicious of him right off the bat. He's going to come back after this break. We're going to have him talking about this is a diversion. Let's go to break. Come back. You're going to like this. The MR Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Waiting for the break of day. 272-9228, that's where we are. Now, this was Friday. I was really surprised that they got Jim Baker up there. I noticed that Brennan Clapper all kind of made rounds also. And they're trying to set up the predicate of that. And you can hear Jim Baker actually talk about this. I didn't see anything done wrong. I didn't see any laws broken. Bad judgment, maybe, but no laws broken here. This is Peter Baker, New York Times. And listen to the diversion that's being created here.
Peter Baker, explain... It's hard not to look at this and that the White House made a political decision and that the president personally trusts Bill Barr here. Do they have any other explanation of why they've created this different path?
They think it's better to be on offense than defense. This is a way of making the narrative about the investigators, not the investigated, right? Instead of talking mm-hmm. about what President Trump did or didn't do, whether he committed violations or not, whether the House should be looking at high crimes and misdemeanors, he wants the country to be talking about how this happened and frame the narrative around this idea that there was a hoax and a treasonous effort and a coup d'etat. And it's a rather extraordinary situation. As you put it, Chuck, it's not only that he's... sought out an investigation of his enemies or his perceived enemies. He has, as you said, told them what he expects them to find, which is pretty amazing. I can't think of any other president doing that. I can't remember Ronald Reagan or George W. H.W. Bush, investigating Lawrence Walsh or Bill Clinton after his acquittal in the Senate, saying, let's investigate Ken Starr and see how he did his thing. So this is a pretty amazing moment. Whether they're going to find something untoward there, we don't know. But as you also just put it, Dan Coats is a Trump appointee. He's been in charge of the Intelligence Committee for the last couple of years. Chris Wray, head of the FBI, a Trump appointee, been in charge of the FBI for the last couple of years. Neither one of them has said, hey, we think things were pretty rotten before us and that there was some sort of coup d'etat that we need to investigate.
Well, Mr. Baker, Peter, maybe he's seen some evidence that tells him that this is what happens. I mean, that would be more than logical to me, but you and your little pointy head New York Times folks, you're not willing to look anywhere. You're not willing to look at it. Did you notice how he dismissed this completely? That's totally fabricated, and he's using it as a diversion technique to stop him from Mueller and things like that. And then he implied that it would be the equivalent of Ken Starr being investigated by Clinton. This is Mueller's did the investigation. This is looking at the FISA process.
Yeah, this is looking before Mueller.
Right.
This has nothing to do with Mueller.
Exactly. Now, I think what's going to happen is I think Mueller's going to get caught up in a problem with this whole thing, because I think he listened to people he shouldn't have listened to. So that's a little Peter Baker. And I want to tell you something. Whether it's Morning Joe or whether it's Chuck Todd, you're known by the company you keep. And when you go through and you go to Jim Baker, who, by the way, is one of the suspects of this, and you're asking him what he thinks?
Right.
And you're asking somebody who's a potential suspect of this?
Well, also,
that's some hell of some journalism there.
Let's take what Mr. New York Times Peter Baker is saying, and what Chuck Todd's saying, essentially. Jim Baker, I think, is interesting enough, kind of, because he's a target of the investigation. I think he knows what he's testified to in front of Congress. He's not being as outright, let's just say, as the other two.
You're going to listen to him parse some words in a little bit.
And he's parsing for a reason. But let's assume what Peter Baker and what Chuck Todd are saying is true. It's just a diversion tactic to make Mueller look bad and all this stuff. If it's just a diversion tactic, how stupid is William Barr and Donald Trump? Because this investigation of the investigators will come to an end. And if it's a big goose egg again, how stupid do you look? So there has to be something there for William Barr, of all people, to go, I'm going to look into it.
And he said during the interview with Fox, he said, it just wasn't adding up. I would ask him questions, and it just wasn't adding up.
And I have a feeling William Barr has seen much more than we have seen as reported.
You think?
Just a bit more.
You think?
Yeah.
Like maybe the IG's report?
Right.
And he sat down and talked to the IG?
And if the first tranche, the first IG report on the midterm or mid-year review, the Hillary Clinton email investigation, server investigation, he found that there wasn't enough bias that changed the outcome of that investigation. But he did find bias and animus towards the president, then candidate Trump, from Strzok and Page, as well as others, unnamed, other FBI agents. So I think that lays a perfect predicate for, okay, now Horowitz is looking into the next tranche, the Russia investigation that was started right after the Hillary investigation ended. Started by the guy who was running the Hillary investigation, Strzok. So there's plenty there that we know in the general public. I think there's much more we don't know.
Absolutely. Remember, he referred four other people, and then the fifth person was Andrew McCabe, to a prosecutor.
Yes.
I'm guessing that's going to be Uber or now Durham, or both.
That's also another thing a DNI can't do, looking into all of this stuff.
Yeah,
they can't work with a U.S. attorney.
Well, he didn't have the ability to impanel a grand jury.
Yeah.
And to do depositions and things like that. I mean, this is the head of politics for NBC News. And he is playing the game just the way the Dems want it played. You can just tell. You can listen to him. Okay, let me do this. Let me go to a break and come back with more Jim Baker. Do you trust Barr in raising doubt and no crimes that I know of? That I know of? I can't turn myself in, but I know of. I'm going to be back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Flashing lights against the sky. Giving up, I close my eyes. Sitting cross-legged on the floor. 25 or 6 to 4.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings,
6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An Indiana abortion ban based on gender, race, or disability is blocked by the Supreme Court declining to review a lower court's ruling. The justices' rule in Indiana law regarding fetal burial, though, is okay. Also today,
the High Court sidestepped a case in Pennsylvania involving transgender students using restrooms that correspond to their gender identity. The justices allowing a lower court ruling to stand, leaving the policy at the Boyertown Area School District in place. The Alliance Defending Freedom sued over the policy, representing students who believe their privacy was being violated.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Dozens of homes in Ohio and Indiana are damaged or destroyed by tornadoes. Steve Owens volunteered to distribute water in Trotville, Ohio.
It was just total devastation up there. There were houses that were looked perfectly fine, and then there were houses that were that didn't exist anymore. The people were out. They seemed to all be helping each other.
One man died in Salina, Ohio. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The intense May heat wave continues. Sunshine hot today. High temperature up to about 96 or 97. The record, by the way, is 97. Tonight, slowed down to about 71. Still dry. Tomorrow, look for another high around 96. That would tie a record. Still dry again. Risk of some widely scattered storms towards Thursday evening, but most towns will stay dry. And then some scattered thunderstorms will be roaming around, but they'll be spotty on Friday. And then some widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll
972-9228. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go to our good guy, Jim Baker. I mean, it never crosses Chuck Todd's mind that he may be talking to a black hat. I mean, is there nowhere in this is that maybe Jim Baker was a bad actor that was here? Maybe, let's just say, a tenth of what they said was true. Am I enabling this guy? So let's listen to him. And he asked him, should Jim Baker, do you trust Barr? And Baker's basically going to say, I didn't see any. He's going to raise doubt, and he's going to basically say, I didn't know about any crimes that were broken.
Speculated that he thought Hillary Clinton's emails weren't, there wasn't major national security secrets on there in the middle of the investigation, and there was an uproar among many Republicans on Capitol Hill about the president of the United States prejudging an investigation, and the president both launched and prejudged an investigation right there. Jim Baker, should we trust Barr on this?
Well, so the Attorney General has delegated, as I understand it, I think the executive order gives us a bit more clarity about what perhaps John Durham is doing. As I understand it, the Attorney General is delegating this particular responsibility to John Durham to investigate. And so he's a professional prosecutor, and he will investigate this thoroughly under the supervision of the Attorney General. And so I don't know what else to tell you about
that. What more could be revealed? Because we've already had selective declassification based on some Devin Nunes theories of the case, and we went through this a couple years ago, and every one of their sort of conspiratorial claims seemed to be undermined by the actual release of these documents.
It was not. Stop. You remember when Nunes went over to the White House, and he looked at stuff, and then told the person about it, and then who shows up? Schiff. And the question is, he said, I didn't see anything. Well, we're about to find out whether he did or didn't. Trey Gowdy, Nunes, Jim Jordan have all said, I've seen it, and the evidence is there. Schiff is just not looking at it. Again, Chuck Todd believes the guys who say there's nothing there, but doesn't believe the guys who say that there is something there, and basically discounts them, says the documents didn't bear it out. You don't know, Chuck. You do not know. Okay, continue on, my friend.
I don't know what else to tell you about
that. What more could be revealed? Because we've already had selective declassification based on some Devin Nunes theories of the case, and we went through this a couple years ago, and every one of their sort of conspiratorial claims seemed to be undermined by the actual release of these documents. Do you expect the same?
Well, I was there. There was no conspiracy. There was no effort to engage in treason, a coup d'etat, whatever term you want to use. There was just none of that.
Did Peter Strzok do anything illegal?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge.
If he's guilty of anything, it's bad judgment. It's bad. A fireable offense, perhaps. But did he do anything that he did? He break the law?
I have not been made aware of any evidence that Pete violated the law. Pete or Lisa or anybody else violated the law in that regard.
I remember when President Obama,
with respect to the investigation, I didn't see anything that I thought was politically motivated in terms of actions or omissions on their part.
And notice he said, I didn't see any evidence that they broke the law.
That doesn't inspire confidence, that answer. If you're Peter Strzok or Lisa Page.
So Jim Baker would be absolutely astounded if all of a sudden... So you would be really amazed, Jim, to find out that Lisa Page was working with the special prosecutor or with Durham. That would really amaze you, that she felt a level of guilt that she was cooperating. And do you think that she saw anything? You said you didn't see anything. Were you looking? See, this is all, plausible deniability is what he's getting down to. Okay, so now he's going to get into this whole thing about revealing sources, and this is why this can go on, because we're going to be revealing sources, and this magical potion that we create out here, we'd have to let them know what the ingredients are in that potion, which also might be kissing hands in a cookie jar. Let's continue on with Jim Baker.
Let's say the Attorney General puts you in charge of an after-action report. What would be the legitimate documents you would want to see to make sure you knew this was done on the up and up?
Well, so, okay, it depends what you're asking me to do. Are you asking me to look at the efforts of the Department of Justice and the FBI? That appears to be, that is the jurisdiction of the Inspector General. He doesn't have, of the Department of Justice, he doesn't have jurisdiction to do anything else. The effort that is the underneath this executive order, I think, is more geared toward the rest of the intelligence community. So you start, you know, pulling records and asking witnesses. I mean, you can only learn so much from the documents. You have to start talking to people.
And what... What obviously the intelligence community is nervous about, we'll hear the phrase sources and methods. Give me an example of what, and it's a hypothetical of sorts. I don't want you to give me a specific example in this case.
I won't give you right.
No, exactly. I understand that. But give me a, explain a hypothetical that would, that could be exposed that would suddenly endanger some of our methods.
Well, hypothetically, yes. If you had agents who worked for the United States intelligence community in Russia or elsewhere, hypothetically, and they sent reports to the United States, well, then people start to reveal those reports, and if you don't, if you're not careful about what you reveal, you could give the Russians enough information to go find those sources.
Arguably, you guys lost, the FBI lost an informant in Stefan Halper. I know you'll never confirm that, but the fact is, his name's out there. That's the type of damage that can get done, right? The exposure of people who have other jobs, who have been helpful to investigations in the past.
It's damage to prior sources, it's damage to current sources, and it's damage to potential future sources, because who wants to become a source of the United States if we can't keep a secret?
Okay, now basically what he's just trying to set up the predicate is that, yeah, you are going to find out that we were using spies. We were using, and here's the thing is that, remember, Mueller said they were Russian assets. And Halper is one of the people that he's referring to. And it's going to turn out to be they were, no, they were FBI, CIA assets or friendlies assets. But no, we can't reveal that. Because then we won't be able to use that person in the future. So you can go in and misuse somebody, and you're going to protect them under that auspices, versus saying, we need to get to the bottom of this. It's so severe that it doesn't matter whether we can use them or not in the future. This is that bad of a deal. Okay, so now Peter Baker of New York Times fame is going to be talking about why this is all going on. And notice that what they always do, they assign a motive to something. And they're going to assign a motive that what really Donald Trump is doing is he's trying to make a deal. You stop investigating me, and I won't investigate you. Versus, let's just get down to the damn bottom of this. Because this is totally un-American what happened. But they can never get that into their narrative. That is nowhere in New York Times potential possibility of something being going on out here. Much bigger than Watergate. Much bigger. They weaponized the intelligence agency. Listen to Peter Baker.
Peter Baker, is this, you know, the president is somebody that loves, he thinks everything is a deal in some form or another, right? So he went to Nancy Pelosi and said, you know, I'm not legislating until you stop investigating. Does he think if he starts this investigation in justice that he could say, okay, I'll stop that if you stop yours? I mean, is this the type of strategic thinking that the president has put into this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is he capable of it? I guess. A lot of things we've seen in the last 2.5 years indicate that he plays outside the box. You know, he colors outside the lines. A normal administration wouldn't play it that way, of course. It would be seen as inappropriate to trade an investigation for another. But, you know, I think we've learned in this administration not to rule anything out. You know, I think he thinks that this is something that's going to benefit him. Even if it doesn't turn up the proof that he's looking for, it keeps the focus on the people who went after him. It means that they were illegitimate. It means that anything that they accuse him of, even now, people like Comey and Clapper and Brennan, they're all just partisans in the way Trump portrays them. And that, you know, that muddies the water, so that at the very least, if you're supportive of President Trump, you have another narrative to hang on to, and locks in the the electorate to where they are right now and how they view this episode.
Okay, so basically what he's saying, and again, this is what the New York Times says, they assign a motive to something. So they're assigning a motive that the reason he's doing this is to get them off his back on all this other stuff. Versus the reason he's doing this because he really believes it happened. And the more I hear Donald Trump, he owns this. He has seen something. He owns it. He is completely positive. And the beginning of this whole thing is from Comey releasing something illegitimately and I believe illegally. And he said, in his own words, under oath, he did it to get a special prosecutor assigned, a special counsel. And this, I mean, notice the guy that we heard from Brennan, we heard from Clapper, we're hearing from Jim Baker, but we didn't hear anything from Comey. Comey was painfully silent. So let's continue on here with the shenanigans. And this is going to be Jim Baker again. No, they're there. Same Republican actors. Listen again. Chuck Todd makes an assignment to something. He doesn't know what in the hell he's talking about.
Well, I do want to remind people, this is not the first time we went through this sort of FISA conspiracy theory here. If you recall, early in 2018, and I want to remind people all of the promises that many of the president's supporters in the House made about the declassification of these memos and what actually happened. Take a listen.
And I'm here to tell all of America tonight that I am shocked
Mark Meadows.
To read exactly what has taken place. I would think that it would never happen in a country that loves freedom and democracy like this country.
What I read today in that classified briefing room is as bad as I thought it was.
You are describing the very elements of a palace coup. And after Jim and Mark Meadows and many others of us reviewed the intelligence information today, it is abundantly clear that the entire Mueller investigation is a lie built on a foundation of corruption.
All right, Jim Baker, you remember this moment back in January of 2018 when they did this. And when it finally went out there and people reviewed it, about the only people that thought there was something crazy there were the three people that I just quoted. There was no there there.
There's no there there because there wasn't in any effort, as I said.
How does he know? Because Adam Schiff told him? So he believes Adam Schiff, but he doesn't believe Mark Meadows or Jim Jordan. This is absolutely insane what's going on here. Absolutely insane.
We haven't seen the full document.
And Chuck Todd hadn't seen it. He is taking what Adam Schiff said and believing Adam Schiff, but he does not believe Mark Meadows. He does not believe Jim Jordan. He does not believe Troy Gowdy. He doesn't believe Nunes. But he believes Adam Schiff.
I mean, the only things we've seen are the Nunes memo. That's a summary of the FISA warrant application, as well as the Democrat memo.
But we've heard
topic.
Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Troy Gowdy,
yes.
and Nunes say they have seen the documents, and once you see them, you're going to understand.
And so the Democrats ran to, and people like John Brennan and James Clapper ran to, well, it wasn't Carter Page and the Steele dossier that really got us the surveillance capabilities on Carter Page. It was Papadopoulos and what the Australian Prime Minister overheard. And now that
Ambassador.
Now that we're hearing, well, some of those people put around Papadopoulos, it seems like it was they were trying to set him up. You know, with the whole money and, you know, Andrew Weissman saying, I'm doing a money laundering investigation. And this guy has all this money when he's coming into the country. Luckily, he left it overseas. I just think there's more to the story here. And we are sitting in the dark. We have our suspicions. But we need to see it. And I'm glad that you're getting this full, you know, multiple U.S. attorneys, the attorney general, and many other people looking into this.
News 93.1, let me go to a break. Coming back, we're going to do this clip plus another one, and then we're going to get into the funny, fun news right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best thing you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
one. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From the moment we met, you could see 272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. When you get back to Jim Baker and Company here and the crazy Chuck Todd, what do you call him, Sleepy Chuck Todd?
He's sleepy. It's more the goatee. It's a bit off-putting. It's like he has a small rodent on his face. Works for Tony Stark and Iron Man. It doesn't work for Chuck Todd.
Oh, well. Hey, reminder, Dan Black Studios, you got those VHSs and betas that you want to convert over to digital? Dan Black's the guy to do it for you. Do it before it's too late. Do it before it's too difficult to do it. Do it before there are no more machines that can convert these over for you. It's a great way to actually preserve the story of your children, whether it's when they were little, when they were born, when their first baseball games, all of that stuff. You want to have some great stuff for that after a rehearsal party for the wedding, where you can play that tape of them doing the really cute thing. And you don't want to wait to the last minute to do that. You want to do it now. Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. Also, we're about to have Dan Black do a piece for one of our advertisers in his studio on Monticello Drive, where he's talking about his product, and so we can have a video of it, because we think that's going to be the best way to explain the quality of his product. And we want to get Dan to do that for us. Very, very reasonable. Dan Black Studios, you want something to explain what you do, how you do it, and why you do it? Dan Black Studio, 334-440-7818. 440-7818. Joey, let's go back to the very beginning of this again. Listen to Chuck Todd. He makes assumptions. Reporters shouldn't make assumptions. They should be talking about things they know about. You can't say, I believe Adam Schiff, but I don't believe Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. And if you feel that way, you need to explain why you don't believe them. They've seen the documents, Chuck. You have not. They're telling you what they've seen. And it's going to come out in the fullness of time. And you know what you look like, Chuck? You look stupid. Because you are drinking the damn Kool-Aid of all these people. Stop carrying the water for them. Starting from the very beginning.
Well, I do want to remind people, this is not the first time we went through this sort of FISA conspiracy theory here. If you recall, early in 2018, and I want to remind people all of the promises that many of the president's supporters in the House made about the declassification of these memos and what actually happened. Take a listen.
And I'm here to tell all of America tonight that I am shocked to read exactly what has taken place. I would think that it would never happen in a country that loves freedom and democracy like this country.
What I read today in that classified briefing room is as bad as I thought it was.
You are describing the very elements of a palace coup. And after Jim and Mark Meadows and many others of us reviewed the intelligence information today, it is abundantly clear that the entire Mueller investigation is a lie built on a foundation of corruption.
All right, Jim Baker, you remember this moment back in January of 2018 when they did this. And when it finally went out there and people reviewed it, about the only people that thought there was something crazy there were the three people that I just quoted. There was no there there.
There's no there there because there wasn't any effort, as I said, to engage in any unlawful activity, any type of political activity, coup, treason, whatever you want to say. It just wasn't there. And there was oversight at many levels by the Justice Department, by the FISA court, to try to make sure that that didn't happen.
Okay, but what happens if you lied to the FISA court? What happens if the people that were doing the oversight were the bad guys that are out there? I mean, this is just such a circular argument. Let me go get Jason before our top of our break. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, man, I didn't even realize I was that close to it. Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Doing good. If you want to hang on over the top of our break, you're more than welcome to do it. But go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, all of the outrage over the quotes, the clips you just played with Mark Meadows and all the others about all the corruption. My question would be, if it was so corrupt in the January 2018 when Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, why didn't they do more to release that information? Because as it stands, even if Barr has the power to declassify, which he hasn't declassified anything yet, so it's like inconsequential right now, but even if he declassifies something, he's not going to declassify everything.
And I think let me answer your question for you in a real short statement.
Okay.
The reason is because Mueller said, if you declassify and release the documents, I will consider that an obstruction of justice against my investigation. So nothing happened during that entire time. They saw the documents. They invited the Democrats to see the documents. Some of the Democrats went and saw the documents. But the people that Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Nunes and company, they have seen the documents, and they have said it's in there. We're going to know in the fullness of time.
Right, we will know, but I guess my point is the consequences of him saying it's obstruction, especially if it was Trump or somebody in the administration, would fall to some type of impeachment or whatever. If the Republicans control the House and the Senate specifically, at
they
that
can't.
Time,
first of all, because they control the House and Senate, they cannot release those documents. Only the President of the United States and the head of DNI can.
Exactly, and that's where I was going. That if everything in their mind was corrupt from the beginning, I feel like if there was a smoking gun that existed.
You're not listening to me. I told you the reason he didn't do it, and Mueller said, if you do it, I'll consider that an obstruction of justice. So Trump did not do it.
And I hear what you're saying, but my point is the consequence to that for him would be impeachment by Congress, who would not impeach him based on that. They would not do it. And the Senate still would.
Oh, my God.
The upside.
Jason, you always get into these little circular arguments. He did it because he didn't want to be perceived as doing that. Trump said that.
Right, but the upside of it is vindication.
Oh, my God. Why not wait? Why not wait and do it right? I mean, this is amazing. Amazing that you get into these little circular arguments. You're more than welcome to hang. It is, Jason. You need to listen to yourself sometime. You're more than welcome to hang on to the top of our break. The MR Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.